The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tav Samaches. The Gemara Menachos on Tav Samaches Miral talks about the halacha. There's an iser in the Torah to eat chodosh, to eat new grain that grew before the second day of Pesach. On the second day of Pesach, in the times of Beis HaMikdash, they brought the carbon ha'omer, and the carbon ha'omer, after they bring it, that allows one to eat all the new tvua, that's called chalosh. Gemara says, what happens when they are not unable to bring the carbon ha'omer? B'zman hazeh, there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring the carbon ha'omer. So, the Gemara says, Rav and Shmuel, Dami Travayu, Rav and Shmuel both say, B'zman shebeis Beis HaMikdash kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash is standing Omer Mater, so then it's necessary to bring the carbon Omer in order to be Mater the Chodosh. Bizman Shayim Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, then Heir Mizruch Mater. It's enough that there's Heir Mizruch, which is the beginning of the day. Literally, Heir Mizruch means the eastern side of the sky starts to become light. And at that time, then the day begins, that is when Chodosh becomes Mutter. And that's the opinion of Rav Shmuel. Rashi over here says, when exactly is Heir Mizruch? Rashi says, Heir Mizruch, Honetz Hachama Shel Tezayin. He says the time of Mizruch is on the 16th day of Nisan, on the Honetz Hachama. Now, literally speaking, when it comes to the Zmani Hayoim, we know that there are two very well-known Zmanim, two times and during the day, and how the day begins. We know that the beginning of the day, the sun begins to rise. The beginning of sunrise, that's known in halacha as the Netzachama. That's known, that is sunrise. Before Netzachama, the Mishnah says in Megillah that halachically, api halacha, the day does not begin at the Netzachama. The day does not begin at sunrise. The day really begins before sunrise. The day begins at a point in time that's called Alois HaShachar. Alois HaShachar, the Gemara says in Psachim, is a period of time that's before sunrise, before Hanetzachama. The Gemara says that it takes an average person, if a person would start walking at Alois HaShachar, at the time Netzachama comes, at the sun rises, he will have walked 4 mil. And there's a discussion exactly how long a mil is. The general consensus that we hold, at least the Chumrah, that a mil is 18 minutes. And therefore, 4 mil is 72 minutes. So generally, we usually assume that Alois HaShachar is a period of time 72 minutes before Hanetz HaChama. What exactly is Alois HaShachar? So the Poskim say, Alois HaShachar is when the first light appears on the horizon. Before Alois HaShachar, it's completely dark, it's nighttime. Once the light, even before sunrise, even 72 minutes before sunrise, the sky begins to become light. So when that first moment that a person can see on the eastern horizon, that there is there's some light on the horizon, that is called Alois HaShachar. So these are the two time periods in Halacha, and the Mishnah says in Megillah that min ha-Torah, the day begins for all halachos at Alois HaShachar. However, Chacham said that since not everybody knows exactly when Alois HaShachar is, people get confused. So therefore, the Mishnah Megillah says that for most mitzvahs, practically all mitzvahs, that lechatchilo, a person should not perform the mitzvahs that have to be done by day, that those mitzvahs should not be performed before Netzachama, before the actual sun rises. Fine. So these are the two major shiurim of Alois HaShachar, of the morning, Alois HaShachar and Netzacham. Rashi over here says, Heir HaMizruch. Rashi explains Heir HaMizruch as HaNetzacham. So the poshut reading of Rashi, simple reading of Rashi says that, Rashi says that Heir HaMizruch, this new term called Heir HaMizruch, when the east becomes light, Rashi is identifying Heir HaMizruch as Netzacham, as sunrise. So sunrise, when the sun rises, that is when the Omer becomes Mutter. It's a slight problem with Rashi. If we take Rashi at face value that it means sunrise, then this halacha will be different than the Mishnah Megillah that we just said. The Mishnah Megillah says that halachically the day starts at Alois HaShachar. The day does not start in Netzachama. When we say that the that the Omer becomes mutter, the Omer becomes mutter beginning of the day. So it makes sense to say when Hapi Alocha, when the day begins, which would be Alois HaShachar. Why would Rashi say that the day starts at Heir Mizruch? Rashi explains means Netzacham. It requires explanation. If it's true that it does that over here, for some reason, the Omer is different, and the Omer does not become mutter Alois HaShachar, so why should that be? Where does it come from? What would be the source of such a thing, and why would we say such a thing? That's one question. Furthermore, there's another question that we do actually find the term Heir Mizruch used in other places in Halacha. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Arachayim and Simon Peites, when he talks about the Halachas of davening Shachris, of davening Shemayin Esrei, of Shachris, so he says the Halacha is that L'chadchilo, a person is supposed to daven after Netzachama, after sunrise. However, b'di'evet, a person can daven from the time of Alois HaShachar, and the Shulchan Aruch adds, not only Alois, he says Alois HaShachar and Heir Mizruch. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say, he says that it's not enough that in order to daven Shemayin Esrei, at least b'di'evet, you have to daven Shemayin Esrei after Alois HaShachar. He adds that the person has to daven Shachris after Heir Mizruch. And in fact, there's really a Mishnah in Yuma, the third parak, that says that there's a specific time period that's called Heir Mizruch, which we'll see, it seems to be a time period in between Alois HaShachar and Netzacham. In fact, over there in Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim, Simon Peites, there's a big machloikis apreskim. The Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim both hold that technically speaking, Alois HaShachar and Heir Mizruch are two separate times. Alois HaShachar is when the first ray of sun appears on the horizon. Heir Mizruch is when there is a line of light. And it's not just one ray of light. There is actually a significant amount of light along the eastern horizon. That's called Heir Mizruch. And the Magen Avraham says, true, the Shulchan Aruch says that a person is not allowed to daven until Heir Mizruch, until there's this higher level, there's a higher amount of sunlight, of light visible in the sky. Although that's true, however, the Magen Avraham says that this is not the actual time of Alois HaShachar. There's Alois HaShachar and there's Heir Mizruch. For whatever reason, the Chacham said that a person should be Machmir, and if a person davens Shemayin Esrei before this time of Heir Mizruch, even though it's after Alois HaShachar, he's not Yotze, he has to daven again. However, the Magen Avraham clearly says that Heir Mizruch and Alois HaShachar are two separate time periods. However, the Vilna Gaon, in his Pirush in Mishnayis and Shnayis Eliyahu, in the beginning of Maseches Brachos, it's brought down by the Bir Halacha and Simon Peites, as well as the Eli Rabba and others that the Bir Halacha quotes, disagree with the Magen Avraham. And these Paiskim hold that the definition of Alois HaShachar is not when the first ray of light is visible in the sky. That's not yet considered day. In order to be considered day, Al Pi Halacha, you need Heir Mizruch. You need Heir Mizruch, and Heir Mizruch means when there's a line of light across the sky. That is when the day begins in Halacha. And therefore, when the Shulchan Aruch says that you have to wait for Alois HaShachar, Heir Mizruch is an explanation of what Alois HaShachar is. So what we have over here is a very big machlokes apoiskim. What is Alois HaShachar? Is Alois HaShachar and Heir Mizruch two separate time periods? Or do we say that Alois HaShachar and Heir Mizruch are really the same time period in Halacha? Either way, however you look at it, Rashi over here is fair. If Rashi would come and say, okay, there's something called Heir Mizruch, and Heir Mizruch is a time period in between, either it is Alois or it's a period in between Alois and Nates, so fine. So then we could say, with the way Rashi's going, does he hold like these Paiskim or the other Paiskim? But Rashi says like neither. Rashi says Heir Mizruch over here is an Nates Achama. How could that be that Heir Mizruch is an Nates Achama when it says clearly in Shulchan Aruch, and the Paiskim say clearly that Heir Mizruch, if not actual time of Alois HaShachar, which is definitely not Nates Achama, but it's definitely close to the time period of Alois HaShachar, even according to the Magen Avraham. So how on earth could the Rashi over here say that Heir Mizruch is a Nates Achama? So there's a number of different answers suggested by the Achronim how to explain this Rashi. We'll start with the biggest Chiddush. The first Mahalach, the way they explain Rashi, is at face value. Rashi says, Netzachama. Netzachama, we know, means sunrise. So, technically speaking, you would think that Netzachama should be sunrise. However, the Rishash writes in Megillah, on that Mishnah, the Rishash wants to say very big Chiddush. The Rishash wants to say
that not always does Netzachama actually refer to sunrise. Sunrise means when the actual ball of the sun begins to move above the horizon, and you can actually the first second of the day that a person can see the sun above the horizon. The Rashash says over there, in the context of the Mishnah Megillah, says that Minat Torah, you can be Yotze all mitzvahs that have to do with day. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to hear Shofar. Shofar has to be done by day. In order to hear Shofar, you can do it after Alois. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to shake the Luluv. The Luluv can only be shook after Alois HaShachar. But Chum said, because people are not sure, people will be confused, so wait till Netzacham. There's a huge time period, a huge difference between Alois HaShachar and Netzacham, 72 minutes. You would think that maybe 20 minutes before sunrise, a person could already see clearly its day. A person won't confuse 20 minutes before sunrise to an hour before sunrise. So the Rishash wants to suggest that when the Mishnah says Netzacham over there in Megillah, the Mishnah is not referring to the sunrise, what the Gemara usually refers to as Netzachama. When the Mishnah over there says Netzachama, means the very beginning, the first glimmer of that there's a large amount of light that shows that the sun is on its way above the horizon. That he holds, you could already be considered for certain intents, we would call that in halacha, and the Mishnah would call that Netzachama. So therefore, the Mishnah Megillah is saying that when it's very light outside, even though the sun didn't rise yet, that's already considered Netzachama. Technically speaking, not for the Sikkim, that's considered, yeah, we'd have to wait for the actual sunrise. But for these mitzvahs to be considered day, when there's a large amount of light, that's called Netzachama, and then one would be allowed to fulfill all these mitzvahs. And says the Rishash, that's what Rashi means by us. So Rashi says Netzachama. Rashi doesn't mean the actual sunrise, which is what it says here. What Rashi means by us, Netzachama, means that earlier Netz, which in reality is a period of time in between Alois and the regular Netz, the regular sunrise. And that's what Rashi means. So therefore, when Rashi says Netzachama, he doesn't mean the Netzachama that we usually say. In fact, in the Tshuvas, Devar Yehoshua, Chelik Bei, Simen Kuvav, Ois Chaf Aleph, expands upon this, and he says a very big chiddush. He says that when it comes to the end of the day, the twilight period at the end of the day after sunset, before it's completely dark, there's a very big discussion in the Paiskim. We know that time of day is called Bein Hashmashos. It's a suffix whether it's day or whether it's night. It's a suffix in halacha. Aside for the suffix in the halacha that the Gemara discusses, that it's a suffix whether it's considered day or night, there is a very big discussion in the Rishonim exactly at what point in time Bein Hashmashos begins. The conventional wisdom is, the Gemara says, after Shkiyas Achama, Bein Hashmashos begins, and Shkiyas Achama is usually translated as sunset, so after sunset there's already a period of time that's not day and not night, it's a suffix, it's Bein Hashmashos. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam holds that even after sunset, it's still 100% day. Rabbeinu Tam says that the something in halacha known as the beginning of the Shkiyas Sachama and the end of the Shkiyas Sachama. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't classify Shkia as sunset. He says there is some other concept, some other heavenly celestial concept of Shkia, of the sun going into its place where it sets. That's not necessarily this happens at the time that the sun sets below the horizon. And therefore the Rabbeinu Tam says that there is a Tchila Shkia and there's a Seif Shkia. It's possible that the beginning of Shkia is what we call sunset. And the Seif Shkia is something that occurs 58 minutes later. And that is called the Seif Shkia. And that's when Bein Hashmashos begins. Bein Hashmashos begins a period of time after Shkia. That's Rabbeinu Tam is Shita, a very well-known Shita, and therefore when we talk about Rabbeinu Tam's Bein Hashmashos, therefore since his Bein Hashmashos begins, so his Bein Hashmashos ends much later, since it begins later, and therefore according to Rabbeinu Tam, Tzeisak Lechavim will start later. And therefore when people speak about waiting for Rabbeinu Tam on Moitzei Shabbos, since his Shir of Bein Hashmashos begins later, his Shir will end later, and therefore Shabbos will end later. Dvar Yeshua wants to say, just like Rabbeinu Tam holds that there is a beginning of Shkia and there's an end of Shkia at night, so too Rabbeinu Tam will say there's a beginning of Netzachama and there's an end of Netzachama. The end of Netzachama is the actual sunrise. The beginning of Netzachama is when the sun starts, when there's a slight amount that we consider as if the sun is starting to rise, and that is the beginning of Netzachama. That's what Rashi refers to over here, just like the Rishash. The Rashi refers to over here is the beginning of Netzachama, which is actually a period in between Alois HaShachar and Netzachama. And in fact, if you look in the Marak Tzio, which is a sefer written on the tour, commentary on the tour by Rav Yaakov Emden, which is hundreds of years before the Vary Yeshua. The Vary Yeshua is a contemporary, and hundreds of years even before the Rishash. The Rishash lived in the late 1800s. The Morik Tzir of Yaakov Emden, who lived 150 years before that, writes in Arachaim Simen Nun Ches, he writes to explain the Rambam that there is a beginning of Nates. There's a beginning of Nates, and there are those that want to say that they bring a right to the Morik Tzir from Meir Rashi. Because you see, from Rashi, it's Nates, not really Nates. Nates Acham is sunrise. Obviously, Rashi cannot mean over here that sunrise. The Harer Mizuch is a time period of time before sunrise. Therefore, they say, the Alpi, like the Morik Tzir says, that when the sun starts and starts to get light, that is the beginning of Nates, and that's what Rashi refers to of the Harer Mizuch. So according to this explanation, Rashi says Nates Acham, he doesn't really mean sunrise. He doesn't mean sunrise. He means a period of time in between Alois HaShachar and Neitz HaChama, and most likely it's probably closer to Alois HaShachar than it is to Neitz HaChama. We still haven't yet explained why that is. Why is it that the Shir should be Neitz HaChama? We said earlier that usually the day starts Alois HaShachar. If the day starts Alois HaShachar, so why should Rashi say it starts at the beginning of Neitz or Ein Mizrach when it's not the actual beginning of the day? So this question is actually asked by the Aruch Lener in Sukkah on Daf Mem Aleph. And the Aruch Lener says that if you look at a Rashi earlier in Menachos and Daf Hei Amid Beis, the type Rashi, Rashi over there says that on the pasuk that talks about being matir the Omer, the pasuk of Etzam Yom Hazeh, the Targum, Rashi brings the Targum says on the pasuk of Bichran Yom Adein, which Rashi says means, those words according to Rashi mean, when there's a clear day outside, when there's a clear light. So it seems that over here there's Xeris HaKosa, that there's a certain amount of light that's necessary, more light than is usually necessary, and therefore even though usually the day begins at Alois HaShachar, when there's even a little bit of light, over here the Torah said you need more light than you usually need, and therefore we will wait to this time of Neitz HaChama. That's the first explanation for Rashi. There's another explanation for Rashi. The Rogachover, in the Sefer Tzofes Paneach, in a number of places, he says in Hilchos Shofar, Perek Beis Halacha Ches, he says, really Rashi holds that halachically the day starts at Alois HaShachar. So technically, the Pasuk Aretzim Yom Hazeh, that's talking about Omer, the Omer should become Mutter Alois HaShachar. And that's really what Heir Mizruch should mean. Why did Rashi say that Heir Mizruch means Neitz HaChama? So the Rogachover says that although Be'ikra didn't should become Mutter Alois HaShachar, however, your person is mechuyev to wait the amount of time it would take to be makriv the Omer. And then the Chodesh will become Mutter. That means to say like this, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to eat the Chodesh until you actually bring the Karban Omer. Now the earliest the Karban Omer could be brought is when the day starts, it is Alois HaShachar. So at a day when the Beis HaMikdash would be standing, the earliest conceivably they could bring the Karban Omer is Alois HaShachar, and however long it takes, could take, so by Avodas HaKarbonis, the Mishnayos that say it takes up to an hour to actually do the entire Akrav of the carbon. So you'd have to wait an hour. You wouldn't be able to eat the Chodesh until an hour after Alois HaShachar. Says the Rogachover, even Bizman Hazeh, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, and we say that the day itself makes a mutter, but a person is mechuyev to wait the amount of time it would take to bring the carbon had we had a carbon. That's a Rogachover's Chiddush. He doesn't explain why that is, and therefore, since you're supposed to wait that amount of time, so therefore, it says the Rogachover, therefore, yeah, they actually said you should wait till Neitz HaChama. It could possibly explain, I saw in the Sefer Rishimei Sagrid, in the Gemara and Sukkah over there, on Daf Mem Aleph, he clears the Chakira, he wants to know, what's the pshat that we say that the actual day, the yoyim, the hair mizruch of the day is matter? When we say that the day is matter, is the pshat that we say that it's tam, it's a regular, just a regular mitzvah toli b'yoyim, like a regular mitzvah, so just like a mitzvah becomes, whenever the day starts, so now chodesh becomes mutter? Or do we say that this is a carbon dik halacha? It's a halacha mitzad dini carbon, just like when I had the Beis HaMikdash, you need a carbon to be matter, so too, bizman hazeh, I don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but it's as if I'm bringing the carbon. If the pshat is it's as if I'm bringing the carbon, so then I have to wait the amount of time to bring the carbon. Mashengin, if I learn that it's tam, it's as the regular mitzvah ba'alma, like all other mitzvahs, so then if that were the case, so then Iker Adin should become mutter from Alois HaShachar. That's the second approach to Rashi. The third approach to Rashi, that there are certain people who want to suggest that Avada Rashi over here, when he says to wait till Neitz HaChama, he says you should wait till real Neitz HaChama, actual sunrise. However, Rashi means the Mishnah and Megillah. Since the Mishnah and Megillah, according to the Pash Pshat, you have to wait till sunrise, Midrabbanon. So really, Rashi holds that Minat Torah, it's Mudah from Alois HaShachar. But even though it's mutter from Leitzah Shachar, the Mishnah says you're supposed to wait till Neitzah Chama. So that's what Rashi over here said, that you should wait until Neitzah Chama.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.